Hey y'all, good morning. Listen, y'all start sharing this video. I'm over here laughing at myself. Woo. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Y'all, come on in. Y'all girl, y'all favorite girl. I'm calling myself y'all favorite girl. Decided she was gonna try something new out of her Ipsy bag. I don't know if y'all can see it, and had an allergic reaction, and it caused a lesion, on which I think I got popped, called like a lesion on my skin right here. But it goes away. So I don't want y'all to think somebody done knock me out. Believe me, if they did, they look worse. No. Good morning. So I'm nursing it so that it gets better quickly. And it's funny because back in the day when I didn't understand the assignment, I would have canceled the devotional and been like, I'm not going. Div, like, we know that didn't happen. I'm not going on there with this thing on my face. Now I'm like, it's life. Life happens. Life is life. But I want to try another face cream out of my Ipsy bag without wearing it. I typically wear just Bobbi Brown products, and they work well for my face. And I was like, oh, this is a new night cream. Oh, I'm so excited about the new night cream. And as soon as I did it, the next morning I woke up and it was like, oh my goodness, like this is crazy. So here we are. Now, back in the day, I would have been too vain. I'm just gonna be honest. I would have been too full of myself. I would have decided that being seen a certain way, my God, I thank you for how you've grown me. I would have, my God, can you do me a favor for a second? Thank you. I felt the same way, Tiff. Tiff, I felt the same way. I felt the same way. I said the same way, same thing, same way this morning. Like, no, it does. So can we celebrate? Can you pause for a second and let's celebrate growth. Let's celebrate how far you've grown. Doesn't matter how far you think you've come. Just sometimes getting up is enough. Woo! Sometimes people don't know what you went through the night before. Sometimes getting up is enough, right? And Tiff, you know, I'm going to be a little controversial. We all of us don't know how it feels because some of us still going through it. Growing, right? Sometimes getting up is enough. Sometimes you don't celebrate your little things enough. Sometimes you don't, a little bit of change is not enough, right? Sometimes we don't celebrate it. Sometimes we don't pause enough to just celebrate. I got up this morning. Sometimes we don't pause enough just to celebrate. Yeah, come on. Say, I'm gonna come on this morning. Let me celebrate how far I've come. Woo! Come on. That's good, Vanessa. Let me celebrate how far I've come. Woo! Come on. Let me celebrate how far I've come. My God. Let me celebrate how far I've come. Woo! Come on. Put it in your notes. Let me celebrate how far I've come. I like the way that sounds. Oh my God. Let me celebrate how far I've come. Woo! Come on, y'all. Let me celebrate. I'm sharing. You share. Let me celebrate how far I've come. Woo! Lord, I thank you. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Because this chick has come a mighty, 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 mighty. And I ain't stretching the truth. A mighty, 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 mighty long way. So I want to pause and celebrate how far we've come. Ooh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you. Come on, Katina. Come on, let me see it. Let me celebrate how far I've come. Come on, Jazz. Yeah, let me see it. Let me celebrate how far I've come. Come on, hey, Christina Worth. Hey, baby. Let me celebrate how far I've come. Ooh, come on, Jasmine. Let me celebrate how far I've come. Come on, Tiff. Yeah, I know, me too. Tiff, like, she could cry. Tiff, that's how I feel right now. Like, that's how I feel right now. My God, let me celebrate how far I've come. Not perfect, not fixed. Hood, I ain't got it all together yet. Woo! Hood, I ain't got it all together yet. I got some David-like tendencies in me. I have to start with a good repentance in the morning. Woo! So let me, Bev, yeah, let me, Auntie Cheryl, yeah, let me celebrate how far I've come. Woo! Come on, that's doing something on the inside of me. Let me celebrate how far I've come. Let me not even talk about what hasn't happened yet or what I haven't or how I missed the mark. No, Nicole, let me celebrate Roz. Teresa, let me celebrate Alexis, Michelle. Let me celebrate how far I've come. Ooh, come on, come on, come on. My God, I told somebody the other day, I've been, yeah, baby. I've been, come on, yeah, Yara, let me celebrate how far I've come. I have this thing that I borrowed from James Kirkland that I am whole enough, Mary, whole enough, like whole enough, like whole enough. So let me celebrate how far I've come. Woo, my God. Can we do one more thing? Let me celebrate the fact that I haven't given up. Woo! Let me celebrate the fact, it ain't been easy, but let me celebrate the fact that I haven't given up yet. Ooh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me celebrate the fact that I haven't given up yet. And healing is a journey, it's not a destination, right? Like, it's a journey, it's not a destination. And in this season right now, like when I celebrate myself, like I'm whole enough. Like I know I've healed in so many places, but like I'm whole enough. Like I'm whole enough for this season. I'm whole enough for this moment. And wherever God wants to take me next. Woo. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know that He's going to complete it. Woo! And Crystal, it is not on me to complete this thing. The moment I realize I don't make me, woo, come on, y'all, that there is a maker. Woo! My goals for myself changed. Now, my prayer for my weight became, Lord, let me weigh what you want me to weigh. Woo! Not let me get to a certain da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, let me weigh what you want me to weigh. My prayers begin to change. Like, how I said stuff and how I thought, because God finishes me. Lord, let me weigh what you want me to weigh. Ooh, come on, come on, come on. I'm more concerned now in this point of my life about my sound mind. Ooh. My peace and my sound mind. My peace and my sound mind. Like my mind, I need my mind to be sound. Ooh, so that the decisions I make reflect kingdom and reflect God. Come on. But when I got the understanding that all the self-help books and all the self-help classes were not Angela, they were not going to complete me. It changed my goals for myself because I was putting so much pressure on myself. I'm going to show y'all this. I was putting so much pressure on myself to complete me. Woo! And God brought me revelation, Philippians 1:6, that I finish you. Woo! Come on. God brought me revelation that I finish you. So can we go a little bit back to Hannah? Can I just give you a little bit more of what God gave me about Hannah? Can we just go back there? And when I got off and I was reading and I'm meditating this and I'm in 1 Samuel and I'm like, God, this thing is so powerful, right? This thing is so powerful. Like, this thing is so powerful. Yes, Mary, when you recognize that you're complete in him, but not with excuses, right? Not this is the way that I am and God knows how I am and he accept. Mm-mm. Like, when you know God has done a greater work in your heart, when you know your heart is open so that God can do a deeper work in you, when you know you're not on your timeline or trajectory, that's it, Mary. You own God's timeline and trajectory. Y'all keep sharing. You will take the pressure off yourself. Woo! And so then I stopped managing my standards. Woo! Yeah, come on, Angela. Like, he made me like this. No, life made me like this. Woo! Situations made me like this. Circumstances made me like this. But he didn't make me like this. Come on, y'all. My God. So when I put the responsibility on him, you know, we meditate scripture all the time. But when I start putting the responsibility on him, then Bev, what it started doing was telling me to take the weight off of me. And so then I stopped judging myself unfairly. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and her thought after what I said, woo, I hear you, Lord, I ain't gonna say it. Her thought after what I said, I said to her, you know, I didn't say that. I said, and so that has to be the way you judge yourself. And she was like, my God. I said, you have to judge yourself. You have to mutter that over yourself for you to think that's what I said, because that ain't the words that ever came out my mouth. And she was like, I didn't even realize. I said, yeah. So when we in conversation reflect or move a certain way, it's because I've been on that. It's what I mutter and it's how you judge yourself. I never thought that way. Even when people come to me sometimes and like, I know you probably think, no, I ain't thought nothing towards you. No, I ain't thought nothing about that. Like, I haven't put that much energy and effort. So because to think that way towards you, one, I would probably be keeping records of some wrong. Two, to think that way towards you, I probably wouldn't be spending enough time on thinking towards me. But whatever I mutter or whatever I say about myself or whatever I believe or whatever I do, it's going to come up in how I respond to what you're saying. And then I won't even hear you correctly because trauma has muffled. Ooh, trauma will muffle the sound of kingdom. I need to show you something. But usually when people start like that, it's because they really facing some insecurity, and these are the things that they have said about themselves. Ooh, come on, y'all. I need to go back to this because God was just dealing with me about this yesterday, and I shared this, and I'm going to tie it right back into here. And we were talking about Hannah yesterday, and I want to go back into this. I want to read a little bit more. And then I hope what I share with you today will do something for you, right? Yeah, trauma always muffles the sound of kingdom. Trauma and tradition muffled the sound of kingdom. That's what the Pharisees and Sadducees were doing when Jesus was preaching kingdom. They were trying to muffle the sound of kingdom and bring in tradition and all these other things so that the people around, because they were being exposed to kingdom, wouldn't hear what Jesus was saying. But kingdom is so loud. Ooh. And kingdom is so relevant and kingdom is so real that his sheep know his voice. And even if you're not his yet, the Holy Spirit is right there to prick something in your heart and lead you into a place of just more, it's just so much more understanding. Let me get back over here. So I want to go back to Hannah again. There was a man from Ramathim, Zophim, in the hill country of Ephraim. His name was Elkanah, son of Jeroham, son of Elihu, son of Tohu, son of Zoph, and Ephraim, an Ephraimite. He had two wives, the first name Hannah and the second name Penina, and children. But Hannah was childless. This man would go up from this town every year to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of armies at Shiloh, where Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were the Lord's priests. Whenever Elkanah offered a sacrifice. He also always gave portions of meats to his wife Peninnah and to each of her sons and daughters. But he gave a double portion to Hannah, for he loved her, even though the Lord had kept her from conceiving. Her rival would taunt her severely just to provoke her, because the Lord had kept Hannah from conceiving. Year after year, when she went up into the Lord's house, her rival taunted her in this way. Hannah would weep and not eat. "Hannah, why are you crying?" her husband Elkanah would say. Why wouldn't you eat? Why are you troubled? I'm not better to you than 10 sons. So Elkanah is trying to convince her that she has enough. Woo! Listen. Elkanah is trying to convince her she has enough. But Hannah, something in Hannah won't settle. But I need to show you something that God showed me the other day. Because I used to think that when Hannah was in the Lord's house, she was praying. But it never said that. It said she was in the Lord's house crying. And would not eat. So she was, I'm finna go. She was in the Lord's house. She was in the Lord's house. But I promise you, I think I've even taught before that she was in, like Hannah had a persistent prayer life. It never says that. It says she was in the Lord's house crying and would not eat. Woo! Perhaps whatever you've been doing, I'm finna go. Val, listen. Val, this one I almost checked out yesterday. Bev, listen. Perhaps whatever you've been bringing before the Lord has not been prayer. You just been crying. You just been muttering. You just been murmuring. You just been... Because it never says prior to this point that she prayed. Woo! It never says prior to this point that she prayed. It never says prior to this point that she prayed. It says Hannah was in the Lord's house. Peninnah was tormenting her. Hannah was in the Lord's house. Peninnah was provoking her. It says year after year, she went up to the Lord's house. Her rival taunted her in this way. Hannah would weep and not eat. Hannah, why are you crying? Never, ever, ever says Hannah was praying. Then it says on one occasion. I pray when you get off here today, whatever has been, I'm about to cry. Whatever it is. Whatever has mocked your truth and had you, I'm not saying this is facts, but maybe the noise of Peninnah kept Hannah for praying. I don't know. Maybe the double portion Elkanah offered her kept her from praying. I don't know. Maybe it was seeing Peninnah's kids that kept her from praying. I don't know. But no other time does it indicate that she was in the temple praying. No other time was it in the temple. No other time does it indicate that she bowed. No other time, Mary, no other time, Roxy, does it indicate that she's in the temple praying. And then it says on one occasion. It says on one occasion, I couldn't shake this. It says on one occasion, I told the Lord, I said, perhaps this thing that has happened in my life, that hasn't happened in my life yet, I haven't really properly prayed for. Perhaps I really haven't properly prayed for it. Perhaps I muttered, perhaps I complained, perhaps I whined, perhaps I cried, perhaps I, what if this thing that you said, that you placed inside of me and said is a part of my destiny, perhaps it's never been properly prayed for. So it says, on one occasion, Hannah got up after they ate and drank at Shiloh. The priest Eli was sitting on the chair by the doorpost of the Lord's temple, deeply hurt. Hannah prayed to the Lord and wept with many tears, making a vow. She pleaded, Lord of armies, I'm going to put my name there today. If you will take notice of your servant Lakeisha's affliction. She said, if you will take notice of your servant's affliction, remember and not forget me. And give your servant a son. I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and his hair will never be cut. I said, Lord, this was a different type of prayer. Hannah was saying, Hannah prayed a prayer of purpose. She did not ask for this thing for herself. She said, let it be in my life unto purpose. She never asked for this thing for herself. Bev, she really was saying, this is what I felt like the Lord was showing me. Let it be into my life unto purpose. Let the desire bring you the glory. And then it said, while she continued praying in the Lord's presence, Eli watched her mouth. Hannah was praying silently, and though her lips were moving, her voice could be not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, how long are you going to get drunk? Get rid of your wine. No, my Lord, Hannah replied, I'm a woman with a broken heart. She ain't dressed this up. She ain't try to make this cute. She ain't try to make this cute. She ain't try to dress this up. She ain't try to make this cute. She ain't try to dress this up. She said, no more, no, my Lord. I'm a woman with a broken heart. I haven't had any wine or beer. I've been pouring out my heart before the Lord. Don't think of me as a wicked woman. I've been praying from the depth of my anguish and my resentment. the indicator that Hannah said, Lord, remember, gives us understanding that she knew this was what the Lord wanted her to have. So the only reason she hadn't conceived yet was because the Lord hadn't allowed her to conceive. There was nothing wrong with Elkanah. There was nothing physically wrong with Hannah. He has seed, she has seed. There was nothing physically wrong with Elkanah. There was nothing physical. There's nothing wrong. There was nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. So for her to say, Lord, remember your servant, indicates she knows that this is already a promise to her from God. And Eli responded, go in peace. And may the God of Israel grant the requests you've made of him. May your servant find favor with you, she replied. Then Hannah went on her way, ate, and no longer looked despondent. Come on, I just got a little bit more and then I'm out of here. Lord, I feel you loosen some things this morning and setting some order. Some of y'all are going to get off here and pray a prayer of purpose. Do not worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. Can I show you a little bit more how God showed this to me? He took me back to Habakkuk 2, 3 and 4. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But in the end, it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely happen. The next morning, Elkanah and Hannah got up early to worship before the Lord. Afterward, they returned home to Ramah. Then Elkanah was intimate with his wife, Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. After some time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel because she said, I requested him from the Lord. When Elkanah and all his household went up to make the annual sacrifice and his vow offering, Hannah did not go and explained to her husband, after the child is weaned, I'll take him to appear in the Lord's presence. So Hannah stayed and nursed him. And then, as she promised, she presented him before the Lord. And then she praised this prayer, a triumphant prayer. Samuel wasn't Hannah's only child. So she got more than what she prayed for. Her prayer produced a result that would change her life. And all she asked the Lord, Lord, remember what you have promised. Father God, today in the name of Jesus, remember what you have promised. You do not break promises. Remember what you have promised each and every one of us. Ooh. Lord, meet us here today in this place of expectation
so that we can see your hand in our lives like we've never experienced before.
Some of us are hurt. Some of us are broken. Some of us are confused. Some of us are scared. Some of us even have some unbelief. But Lord, today, we know the kind of God we serve. And we ask you in faith, remember what you have promised. Look kindly on us today, oh Lord. Woo! Do it for us today, Lord. Do it for us today, Lord. Ooh. This that we lacking, this that we missing, this that we have yet to encounter is for your glory. And forgive us if we thought about it any other way. We submit it back to you. We surrender it back to you. Woo! Lord, take notice, remember, and do not forget us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm all things new. Come on, y'all. I'm gonna do the confessions. And then we're gonna go. All things new. All things new. All things new. All things new. Woo! I remember when I started praying for the Lord to increase my finances. I was like, Lord, I want to be able to have seed to sow, and I want to be able to give the way you want me to give. I want to provide for my own house, but I want what you do for me to be above and beyond my house. And I remember when my finances started changing. Because I truly know that God knew my heart was towards him. It wasn't about my finances. It was like finances that I needed for kingdom. And he has been faithful to that. Let's get our confessions in. I'm claiming it. I'm announcing it. All things new. I'm completely made over. My mindset is new. My future is calling. I may bend, but I won't break. I know my purpose. I have so much clarity. I'm secure in God's love. The love of God determines I win. Christ died for what I couldn't overcome. My victory is in God's hands. I walk differently. I talk differently. I have insight, clarity, and wisdom for decision making. I'm bold in the things of God. Jesus makes all things new. My past doesn't determine my purpose. I'm an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror. I see myself successful. I see myself prosperous. I live in total victory. God fights for me. My spiritual sight is 20/20. Woo! Doors are opening for me. I discern the times. Everything I put my hands to prospers. God is for me. No weapon formed against me will work. Joy is my portion. Peace is my portion. Love is my portion. I'm living my best life. My tongue creates life for me. I have self-control. I can wait patiently. Grace abounds towards me. I'm not moved by what I see. Angels go do my bidding in Jesus' name. My name is spoken in the places that it needs to be. The Holy Spirit advocates for me. My life reflects the kingdom of heaven. I have authority over principalities and rulers of darkness because Jesus conquered those things. I will win. My future is bright. I'm well loved and respected. My life reflects the kingdom of heaven. I have authority over principalities and rulers of darkness because Jesus conquered those things. I will win. My future is bright. I'm well loved and respected. I lean into the wisdom of God. I trust God with all my heart. I'm kind and gentle. I'm meek. I keep the peace. I have a sound mind. My mind is the mind of Christ. I win. I win. I win. I live in the shalom of God, nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken. I win, I win, I win. This is powerful in so many ways. Lord, change my perspective in my prayer life. Let me pray prayers of purpose that bring you honor and glory. Do not let me pray from a selfish place. Lord, in the spaces that I have allowed what hasn't happened to torment me yet. And instead, I'm not seeking your face. Oof, Lord, help me in those spaces. If the Lord places it on your heart to partner with this ministry to give, do me a favor, go over to the website, lmjministries.org. You can find all the ways to give. You can Cash App, you can PayPal. Lord, I thank you for the partners. Ooh, so that we can accomplish the kingdom agenda. Ooh, I thank you for the double that is being released in their life today. I thank you for the open window, and I thank you for the open doors. Ooh, nothing lacking, nothing missing. And nothing broken in their lives. Woo! Thank you, Father God, that you be God. Thank you, Father God, that you be God. Thank you, Father God, that you be God. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. I love you. I love you. But God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go be loved today. Let someone else experience the word of God through you. Someone needs to know the word of God. And the only way, the love of God, and the only way they're going to experience is that you show up on the scene with love. Father God, I thank you for increase is our portion. Love is our portion. Joy is our portion. I thank you for immediate leads and breakthroughs. I had three people get job offers this week connected to me. Three people that we had been praying about them having new jobs, and they all got new jobs this week. I truly believe the same will happen for you. Love y'all so much. See you back here in the morning, 6 a.m. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.